This year is based on Likutei Sichos Chelek Chof, the Sicha of Parshas Vayeshev, with regards to the Geder of Mechiras Yosef through the Shvatim to the Mitzrayim. An original Hashva, which the Rebbe makes here in the He'ores between Asugi and Maseches Gittin to the sale of Yosef here in the Parsha, and how through this concept and the Hashva to Maseches Gittin, we understand now that there was no real shlita by the Mitzrayim on Yosef himself and eventually on the Yidden when Yodu LeMitzrayim. So the matara of the shir is to clarify here a few nekudas in Havanas Teichen Advarim, specifically in Seif Hei and Seif Vav, more specifically with regards to two ktoim, two paragraphs. One paragraph at the beginning of page, mamash at the beginning of page 188, the first two paragraphs there, and then another paragraph on the same page later on, Vibald, Mechiras Yosef, Ot Uvgiton, etc., to clarify a few nekudas in Havanas HaInyan, and particularly to be mefaneach and try to understand what the Rebbe is saying in He'ara 26, as well as the Tzion, a second time to the Sugin Maseches Gittin, in He'ara 30, where there is where the Rebbe in those two He'ares makes the Hashva between Gittin and here, Benegea Mechiras Yosef. Let's begin with the Nekudas Advarim of the first Keta that we would like to clarify, and that is really the last two paragraphs of Seif Hei. The Rebbe there mentions the question, why Mechiras Yosef, Niridas Yosef to Mitzrayim had to be done through the Shvatim? True, Yosef had to go down in Mitzrayim in order to be Mekayim, eventually the Gzeira of Galus, that Yidden should end up in Mitzrayim. But why it had to be done in a way that this should happen through the Shvatim, that the Shvatim should be the ones sending Yosef to Mitzrayim? So the Rebbe explains, Al Yosaid, the Mefarshe Hazeah, Rabbi explains that really there is an inyan chiyuvi here. What is the inyan chiyuvi? Through the fact that originally the Shvatim shaltu be Yosef, meaning they had full control over him. How so? They put him in the boil, and they were in full control. They were the one deciding what to do with him. Al pi halacha, if you want, Yosef received a status, a geder, a chalais of Eved Le'echov. He became kanu, he became acquired and controlled by, which is the idea, that's the idea of kinyan. Not going to get now into the Chkiran, what's the Geder of Kinyan, Shlita, but definitely there is an element of Shlita and Bailus in Kinyan. And so the fact that they were Shalit on Yosef, that is in Isias and in Gdarim of Halacha, and from Kinyan, to the point that he became their Eved. And therefore, later on, so here's where the in chiyuvi happens, is that when the Yidden eventually ended up in Mitzrayim, they were not considered to be fully under the shlita of the Mitzrayim. How so? Since earlier, during the time of Yosef, eventually through the story of the 7 years of famine, etc., the Mitzrayim became avadim le Yosef. And Yosef was in Eved to Bnei Yisrael, that says to the Shvatim, that represents the Yidden. So it means that at the end of the day, by Ishtalshalus, the Mitzrim are really Avadim to the Bnei Yisrael. And therefore, since there was that element, which is Aliba de Ames, Al Pi Teira, so eventually when it happens that Bepaya, the Yidden were Avadim to Mitzrim, the Mitzrim didn't really have a full and complete Shlit on the Yidden. That's the Nekudas Advarim at the end of Seif Hei. Now here, there is a question. The question is, what do we say? The whole reason in Chiyuvin I had to go, the Yiridas Yesed L'Mitzrayim through the Achei Yosef, in order so they can be Shailet on him, Kanui Le'echav. So therefore, eventually it be considered as if, as I explained, the Yidden cannot be really under the full shita of the Mitzrim, because the Mitzrim have the Yosef, and Yosef is have the Bnei Yisrael, etc., etc. But wait a second. True, originally the Achei Yosef were Shailet on Yosef, and he was considered Eved Le'echa, but then they sold him. They sold him eventually to the Mitzrim. So they lost their Shlita, their Bailus on Yosef. So this the Rebbe answers in He'orah 26. V'av shehem b'yatzma mecharu. The answer is, al yusei da sugya un adin in maseches gitin, as we'll explain later on. Then, let's now address the Kudas Advarim of the second ket that we want to explain. And that is in the middle of Seif Vav, the paragraph that begins, Vibald Mechiras Yosef, etc. There the Rebbe says the following. Since Yosef was originally Kanui to the Shvatim, as I explained earlier, who have a gather of Mechuyavim b'mitzvahs, which mitzvahs? Rebbe says in a bracket, either mitzvahs milah v'chulu, a few mitzvahs that they were clearly nitztave, metzuve, even then before Matan Teira, or Rebbe goes into a whole shakla v'tai in Nehara 29, that even the rest kimu kol ha'teira, Shvatim, let's say we're going to go according to the shita of kimu kol ha'teira, but we have to say that they are metzuves. The Rebbe goes into a gather of Neder, and Bnei Neach are Metzuve on Neder. So it becomes Metzuve on Gan Steira, Kopani, in whichever way. We're not going to go into Era 29 now. But since the Shvatim were Mechuyovim b'mitzvahs, and they were in Eretz HaKedesh, so this fact is Geirem that later on, when the Mitzrim bought Yosef, and he was an Eved to the Mitzrim, they couldn't have a full Shlita on Yosef himself. And as a result, there was Geirem that they couldn't also have eventually a full Shlita on the Yidden later on. So here I'd like to point out a few nekudas already just now to clarify. First of all, the explanation why Take, since Yosef was Kanui to Mechuyovim b'mitzvahs, that means the Shvatim, therefore, and in Eretz HaKedesh, and the path from Eretz HaKedesh we'll explain later on, but therefore is the Mitzrim don't have a shlita on him. What's the bir? Rebbe doesn't explain that in the pnim of the sicha. So the bir for that is He'ara 30. Rebbe there is Metzayin Re'ei Gitten. Mem Gimel Amud Beis Ube Poskim Sham. This Tzion, this Sugya in Gitten explained, which is, by the way, the same Sugya that the Rebbe already referred to in Hara 26, the same Sugya explains also this Nekuda, as we'll explain later on. Second prat I want to clarify here, it's pashut how to read properly the paragraph here, the Lashon of the Rebbe. And you'll see how it's important to pay attention how we read, where do we put the psik, where we pause. Vizinkman, a sicha, vizinkman, a keten likute sichas. Usually there are commas and periods, and it's easy to make the proper pause, the esnachta, the seif pasuk. But here, punkt, there is, you'll see, a reason to clarify. Let's read first in the original Sicha of Yiddish. Rebbe sagt das Zeh. Hibad mechiras Yosef at Uiv Giton. As Yosef is givorn konui zu di Shvatim, who are mechuyavim be mitzvahs. Which mitzvahs? Mila vechulu. Und in Eretz HaKedesh ken Mitzrayim nit hoben ken Shvitayfem. So here, if you notice, I read it with a few pauses, which is the correct way how to read it. Meaning, the words un in Eretz HaKedesh, are they adel el mine, are they an hemshech of the previous sentence, or they are the beginning of a new sentence? Why I'm telling you this is because in an original Targum of Flahak, Machon Levi Yitzchak there they translated and they put the psik not in the right place, which as a result it changes the pshat, and the pshat there is incorrect. Let's read there how they put the psik. Mechiras Yosef gam lekach she Yosef nase konui lishvatim achayavim bemitzvos mila vechademe. Comma. Ube'eretz HaKedesh en ha-Mitzrim yuchelim lishet alav. As if the Rebbe is saying, and in Eretz HaKedesh, can the Mitzrim not open, cannot have a shlita on them. Obviously, this is incorrect. And really what the Rebbe is saying, and the psik, here in our sicha there is no psik, but the psik should be, or the pause should be, after the words, un in Eretz HaKedesh, and that's how we have to read. V'ibad mechiras Yosef at Uiv Giton. As Yosef is given konui A. Number one, tzu mechuyavim b'mitzvahs. B. Number two, un in Eretz HaKedesh. Because of those two elements, is therefore, continues now the next sentence, ken Mitzrayim nit oben ken shlitoifen. And again, the new Targum of the Sicha from Kehos, the psik comes in the right spot after the words Eretz HaKedesh. Kopanim, I thought, since here in the Sicha in Yiddish there is no psik and yesh mokim letos, important to clarify how to read properly the sentence here, the Lashon of the Rebbe. And finally, third he'ara, ve'ikra, Benagia de Havana, of what's going on here in this Keta. I just want to clarify something. I think, it looks like, that here in this Keta, the Rebbe is Mechadesh, and Nekuda Neisefes, on what he said earlier that we explained at the end of Seif Hei, which was based on the Mikdash Melech. There it was one Nekuda. At the end of Seif Hei, the Nekuda was through the fact that Yosef was konui to the Shvatim, is therefore eventually the Mitzrim cannot have a full shlita on the Yidden when they arrive in Mitzrayim, Yodoli Mitzrayim. And why the whole Ishtashul? Because since the Mitzrim were after Yosef, and Yosef is Eved Le'echav, is therefore Yidden are really shelet on the Mitzrim. That was the Nekuda. Here the Rebbe says something else, an additional point, which is with regards to Yosef. That means that since Yosef was kind to the Shvatim, who are mechuyavim b'mitzvahs, is therefore the Mitzrim cannot have a full shlita, first and foremost, on Yosef himself. When they bought Yosef, they couldn't have really a full shlita on him. That's a second nekuda, that's a new nekuda, that's a chiddush of the Rebbe, which the Rebbe or the Migdash Melech did not mention earlier at the end of Seif Hei. And the biur of this nekuda, as mentioned earlier, is also on the basis, on the yosoid of the sugya Maseches Gid, as we'll explain later on. Which means that once we clarify Maseches Gid, we'll have there two nekudas, two inyonim, two pratim, and each prat conveys a certain idea, which, as a result, A, the Rebbe explains the Migdash Melech, the nekuda that he wants to say at the end of Seif Hei, and B, the Rebbe also al smach, al yusayd, the sugin gitten, the other prat there, the Rebbe wants to explain the chiddush of the Rebbe, which is b'negia Yosef, that the Mitzrim couldn't have a shlita kvar already on Yosef himself. Now this is really the background, really to first step one, to Pashu translate the words of the Rebbe, the Ktoim. But now let's go a little bit deeper, try to understand the Havana, and especially in the He'ores 26, 30, to which point the Rebbe is referring to, how does the Hashva happens, and how the point is being made and conveyed by the Rebbe, le'inyoneinu b'negia mechiras Yosef. So to do this, obviously we have to understand what is the sugya in Gittin the Rebbe is referring to, what is the dinim there, what's going on. So the sugya is in Gittin, as the Rebbe is Metzayan Mem Gimel Amud Beis. It's really mainly a Mishnah, a few ktoim in the Gemara, and as codified in the Paskim. To explain it, let's clarify a few nekudas, or hakdomes. First, the Gemara there, the Mishnah, speaks about two separate dinim, which the psak is the same. One din is benegea ayid, who sells an eved to a goy. Second case, it's benegea ayid, who sells an eved to another yid in Chutz Laaretz. That means, in the second din, Lechutz Laaretz, it's even to a yid. Because obviously, if it's to a guy, it's nichel already in the first din. But even to a yid, if it's Lechutz Laaretz, that's the second case, the chidush of the second din. What is the psak? Then in such a case, either case one or case two, the Eved Yatza Lecheus. Now Yatza Lecheus sounds like, okay, he's free. But to expand those words, the din, the Techna din, Yatza Lecheus, you have to clarify a few nekudas. As you know, there are two types of avadim when you say Eved. There is an Eved Ivri, a Yiddish Eved, and there is an Eved Knani. And Eved Knani, we're speaking over here, an Eved Knani who mol v'tovel, kibel the mitzvahs, and has chiyuv mitzvahs, because he became kinyan, he became the kinyan of the Odin, and mele is chal on him mitzvahs, to become mitzvahs. The sugya in Maseches Gittin, both the first din and the second din, are speaking about an Eved Knani. That a Yid sold an Eved Knani to a Goy, or that a Yid sells an Eved Knani to another Yid in Chutz Laaretz. A main difference between an Eved Ivri and an Eved Knani, is that by Eved Ivri, there is only Kinyan Peiros. There is only a Shibud Lemaise Yodov, only for the service, but not a Kinyan HaGuf, in the goof of the Eved. Masha'enken, by the Eved Knani, there are two Kinyonim. There is obviously the Shibud Kinyan Peiros Lemaise Yodov, he has to work. But then there is also a Kinyan Atzmi, there is a Kinyan HaGuf, of the Etzem Guf of the Eved, of the Eved Knani, which is Kanui Le'ada and Kanui to the Yid. And allow me add another din, which we'll see will be relevant in our Shekel of Atayah letter, that by Goyim, when a Goy buys an Eved from another Goy, there is no concept of Kinyan HaGuf whatsoever. It's always the entire Bailus and the entire Kinyan and everything is always Kinyan Peiros. There is no Kinyan HaGuf by them. No such a thing. Now, let's go to the Mishnah Maseches Gittin and explain. So as mentioned, an Eved Knani, Mal V'Toval, is Mechuyev B'Mitzvos. Therefore, this is what happens. When a Yid sells his Eved Knani, who was Mechuyev B'Mitzvos, to a Goy, where there he's not going to be able to be Mekayim Mitzvos, he's Geirem something, he's Geirem that is Mafkiyoy Mina Mitzvos. That he basically, by selling him to the Goy, he's Geirem that he won't be able to be Mekayim, he won't be Mekayim the Mitzvos anymore. Which is not a positive thing. So too, when Meicher Avdai, let's say even to another Yid, but L'chutzo La'aretz, or Me'eretz Yitzo L'chutzo La'aretz, there is a similar thing that is going on here. Mafkiyoy mina mitzvos. Which mitzvos? There are two shittas. One shita is mitzvos at Luyes Ba'aretz, because while now he's moving to Chutz La'aretz, although he'll be able to be Mekayim other mitzvahs because he's now moving, being transferred to another Yid, yet Mafkiyei from the mitzvahs at Luyes in Eretz Yisrael. So there is still an element of Afkom in a mitzvahs. Or, another shita, that is Mafkiyei from one mitzvah, from the one mitzvah of Yeshiva Eretz Yisrael. B'chol Eifen, in both cases, Mecher Avde Legoi, and Mecher Avde L'chutz La'aretz is Chachamim made a special knas here. And that's the idea of Yotzo L'Cheirus, but we have to explain Yotzo L'Cheirus is not just one simple psak, it includes details, stages, and so on. Let's explain case by case. Mecher Avde L'Goy, so, right now, by the Goy, he's Meshubad, Kamuvan, only Kinyan Peiros, Lemaise Yodov, and so on. If the Eved Knani is able to run away, Beireach, from his new Ra, from his new Adam, from the Goy, he's Beireach, then, obviously, first and foremost, he's free, automatically, from Kinyan Peiros. From any shibud, from any type of work. Obviously, he is not meshuba to the first adoin, to the yid. But not only that, remember, there is an element of kinyan haguf that really, now we're discovering, remained all the time a certain zika, a certain shaychus, and a certain level of bailus of the original Beyolim of the Yiddish Adain onto this Eved, which therefore, as a result, says the Mishnah, he's got to give him the first Adain, the Yid, has to write to him a get shichu to be fully considered a ben cherin, to be mutar to chasna album mitabas cherin. So, needless to say that there is no shibud lemaise yodov to Rabbi Harishon, but there is still something, epes azika, and epes and avdus, kolponi mitzad, the level of kinyan haguf, and that has to be removed, and we are asking the first Rav to give him the get shichu. If he is not matzliach to run away from the goy, the Eved Kanani, so right now he's an Eved. He's an Eved by the goy. Lemaise yoda, he's meshubad loy. But this is what's happening. And this is where the Yotze Lecheirus is now happening in stages. We say to the Yid, to the original seller, to the Meicher, we say like this, you have a Knas now. We are Knas you to go Livdoisoi Minagoi. You have to go and buy the Eved back. That's stage one. So we remove the Kinna Peiros from the Goy, the Shibud and so on. Obviously, the Shibud doesn't go back to you. Even you're buying it now, there's no Shibud whatsoever, Kinan Peiros. But there is Kinan HaGuf still, that is not being removed so far, just like that. For that, you need a Get Shichu. Now comes stage two, which is, and now you write to him, a Get Shichu, so he's completely Aben Cheirin, is Mut Bebas Cheirin. That's the pshat of Mecher Avdei Legoi Yotza Lecheirus. Second case, which is a bit more straightforward. A Mecher Avdei to another Yid Lechutzo La'aretz. Here we are. We're saying like this. Yotza Lecheirus. That means he's not Meshubed anymore to his new Adoin. Obviously, he was never Meshubed. The Shibud left completely Kinyan Guf, Kinyan Peiros, everything from the Rabbi Arishon once he sell it to another Yid. But the Knas here, because it's Lechutzo La'aretz, is the Shibud of Kinyan Peiros, the work that he has to work for him, that is cancelled. And the Rabbi Hasheini now, he has to write a Get Shichu to the Eved. And so the kinaguf will be bottled and he'll be muta bebascheri. There's one detail I forgot to mention. Let me just go back. And that's going to be important in our Shakla Vetaria later on. Is that, remember, Mecher Avde Legoy, and he's not matzliach to run away. So we are kenes, the Rabbi Arish and the Yid, to buy him back from the Goy. Here there is a tnai. He has a chiyuv to buy him back at kedei 10 times the price of the eved. But if the guy, you know, doesn't want to sell him back to the yid for at least up to 10 times the price, he wants even more than that, then we're not mechayev the yid to buy him back. So now, le'oir, that we have a bit of clarity into the sugin Masichas Gittin, now let's go back to the He'ores and try to understand what the Rebbe is saying. First, let's address He'ore 26, which refers to the first point related to what the Mikdash Melech is saying, that through the fact that the Mechiras, the Yeridas Yesod of Mitzrayim happened through the Shvatim, that means that Yesod was originally konui to the Shvatim, and he's Geiren, and he's Eved Le'echov. And since he's Eved Le'echov, eventually the Mitzrayim don't have a full shlita on the Yidden, as explained before. But the question was, is Eved Le'echov maybe momentarily while he was in the Boyer until they sell it to the Ishmaelim, to the Midianim, to the Mitzrayim, etc. But once they sold Yosef, that's it. He's not Eved Le'echov. They lost their Bailus, they lost their shlita. So what's the whole point? So the Rebbe says, well, Harezeh Meicher Avdo Lenachiu Lechutz La'aretz Chulu, the Yotza Lecheirus, indeed, Aval is the Rebbe's words, that's the Avhara, that's the Nekuda, Tzarich Get Shichu. For now, let's put the Lechutz La'aretz on the side, because then we're going to have to analyze it later on. And let's focus on just one din, which is more straightforward, and that is the case, really, of the Shvatim selling Yosef to the Mitzrayim. Amecher avdel enochi. Like the Rebbe says, what is the din there? You see something very interesting. That although mecher avdel enochi, there is no more kinyan peiros whatsoever. There is no boshibud lemaisa yodav. But there is still a zika, there is still a shaychus between the yid and the Eved Knani. To the point that even after he sold him, and even after we are kainas livdaisa, etc., there is still something that needs to be done, which is tzarich get shichu, aval tzarich get shichu. And if he doesn't get the get shichu, he still has a certain element of avdus, which is mitzad, as explained before, the kinyan haguf that still exists, and that is nikne by the yid, the original owner. And if he doesn't get the get shichu, he still has that bailus. Which leinyonenu, the Rebbe wants to say, that although the Shvatim sold Yosef to the Mitzrayim, so true, there is no Kinyan Peres, and now he's officially an Eved to them, he has to serve them, yet they still have a Zika to him, they still have a certain Bailus, Kinyan Haguf, Tzarich Get Shichu. And therefore, mitzad that, it's considered al pi Torah that there's still a level of Shlita. And so as a result, comes the whole Ishtashalus, the Bio of the Mikdash Melech, and eventually, since the Mitzrim are Avde Yosef, and Yosef is Eved to the Shvatim, Bnei Yisrael, so Bnei Yisrael are really shedded on the Mitzrim. Now here there is something we need to clarify. Something which l'chayra apparently tzarech iyun. And that is, remember, we said this whole din, Maseches Gittin, applies not migoy legoy, or not by a yid who sells an eved ivri. It applies in a specific situation. First owner is a yid. The other owner, the lekeach, is a goy, and the eved is what? Eved Knani. So, the Rebbe applies the sugi Maseches Gittin leinyonenu. So, first of all, obviously, this is implied that we have to go into the Shakle V'Taryon. First of all, that the Shvatim or Mekayim, or at least there was some level, we applied the kiyum of mitzvahs before Matan Torah. Obviously. Second, you have to say that in some way the dinim of Lacha Matan Torah were chal, kopanim, on a certain level, in a certain world of Torah, which is what the Rebbe wants to say, and use that l'inyoneinu, even before Matan Torah. That's one thing that obviously we have to say and clarify. But then, in order to be able to apply the din, l'chayra, there is something here that we have to understand. And that is, the Shvatim and Yosef, obviously, because he's part of the Shvatim. Did they have a din Yisrael or a din of Bnei Neach? Kedua etz ha-shekle v'taryon. In the Mefarshim, which the Rebbe brings very often in Likutei Sichos, sai b'negea di Oves, un sai b'negea di Shvatim. And faran deyes lekan ulekan. And even in some deyes, it depends. In Eretz Yisrael, outside of Eretz Yisrael, it depends on so many different noim and so many different things, some pshuto shel mikra or not pshuto shel mikra, and perhaps you could be mechad between the aves and the shvatim. So here's the thing: benagia the shvatim, do you say they have a din Yisrael or a din bnei Neach? Because here it will be an afkemina liinyoneinu mimanapshach. If you say, well, in order to apply the din of Gittin, so you have to say that the owner, the original owner, is Ayid. So the Shvatim have a din of Ayid, because mi gai le gai, mi beneach le beneach, it doesn't apply the whole thing. So okay, I'll say the Shvatim have a din of an Israel. We'll go according to that Shita. And the Mitzrim have a din of a beneach. Good. But the Yevad, which is Yosef, in order for the din of Maseres Gittin to apply, he needs to have a din of an Eved Knani. And if the Shvatim have a din Yisrael, the Meichel, obviously Yosef is also a din Yisrael. Maybe he has a getter of an Eved Ivrin and an Eved Knani. And if you say, well, Yosef, the Shvatim have a din of Ben Neach, so Yosef is an Eved Knani, let's say, then that means the Shvatim, the owner, the Meichel, is also a Ben Neach. Zayis ve'aid, really, from He'ara 29, you can be mechiyach that in this sicha kopanim, the Rebbe clearly goes according to the shita that the Shvatim had a gedder of Bnei Neach. And that is, if you take a look in He'ara 29, on the Pnim, the Rebbe said, the Shvatim are mechuyavim b'mitzvahs. Which mitzvahs? Mechuyavim b'mitzvahs. The Rebbe says, Mila, v'chulu, a few other mitzvahs that they were mechuyav before Matan Torah. Then, in Hora 29, Rebbe says that we could say that even the rest of the Torah, v'skimu kol ha-Torah ad shelo nitna, is even that could be that we can consider them mechuyovim, mitzuvim on them. How so? Then Rebbe says, because maybe it has a gedder of a neder, and a ben neach is mitzuve al a neder, and then the ve'oid ve'ikar, that the bevalek sheben neach eise maise misug ze, yesh ba ze gedder, that is eise mitzvah. In other words, the Rebbe wants to explain that even, that's the implication of Hora 29, that the Shvatim were Bnei Neach, and we're speaking about before Matan Torah, yet could be that they consider Metzuvi on Gan Torah. So clearly, the Rebbe goes here in the Sicha, according to the Eifen, the Shita, that the Shvatim were Bnei Neach. If that's the case, so how do we understand the application, the Ashva, of the sugya Maseches Gittin, which we specifically speak about what Mecher Yehudi was at Kinyan Aguf on the Eved Knani, that is Mecher to a guy, when the Shvatim here have a din of a Ben Neach. How does it work? So this is something I want to say about Derech Hafsha. First, but obviously what the Rebbe is saying here is on Derech HaDrush in Meyusad on Halacha. Meaning that on Derech HaDrush, the Rebbe is using certain concept in Halacha, which has room in Halacha in a specific sugya, le'inyoneinu b'negea, before Matan Torah, the Shvatim, and so on, which will give it a certain koyach ha-Torah, a korpanim al pidrush. But yet it has to fit somehow with the Halacha. And therefore, I want to suggest, but Chavsha, at least to give it a little bit of a hasbel for what the Rebbe is saying. Maybe that's the Kavana, I don't know. But just but Chavsha. Meyusad on an idea which I saw brought in several Svarim, including in a siman, I don't remember on which masechta, of the Keves Reshim Shurim of Kalmanson. There he speaks about Geus, I think it's on Masechta Reshim Shurim on Ksuvis. But there he says a nekuda, which is that in Bnei Neach, before Matan Torah, we're speaking of here, in Bnei Neach, there are two gdorim. Nisht, as you say, okay, you know, there were Bnei Neach. That's it, a gedder of a Bnei Neach, the Oves, the Shvatim. Then, even before Matan Torah, when you say the Yoved, the Shvatim, or Bnei Neach, there are two Gdorim of Bnei Neach. Sifaran, a gedder of a Beneach Stam, such as the Goyim Be'isazman, which have no mitzvahs, or at least have only the Sheva mitzvahs Beneach. And then there is a gedder of a Beneach Meyuchet, the Beneach Avram Avinu, Yitzchak, Yankiv, the Shvatim, which they have a whole set of additional mitzvahs, to the point that he expands there, that there was such a thing as Gerus. And you don't need to say, when you say Gerus, before Matan Torah, there was a gather of an Israel. No. Gerus to the level of going from a Beneach Stam to a Beneach Mechuyev B'mitzvahs. B'mitzvahs of the Yavis and Shvatim, there, then, before Matan Torah. Ubemele, if you are going to say this, then you can understand a little bit better the hashva here. Obviously, again, it's not matim in all the prote protim, and we have to say the Rebbe is mashve beifin mekairi al derech hadrush ayin from halacha benegia the sipur of shvatim and yesim before matan Torah. But here's the thing: it's possible that what the Rebbe is saying here, that the same idea of the din after matan Torah mecher. That says Tayid, Av Evet Avde Aknani Legai, the same Teichna Halacha for the same time and for the same reason applies, and Yeshlema that they were Noyheg, and that's a Chiddush of the Rebbe here, Lifne Matan Torah, in that very in a similar situation. What is a similar situation? Here is a Meicha, the Shvatim, who have an Eved. Also a Beneach, Geder Eved Knani. Why Geder Eved Knani? Because he's also Mechuyev B'mitzvah. Since he's an Eved to them, besides the fact that Yosef could have been Mechuyev B'mitzvah on its own, but now that he's an Eved to the Shvatim, he's kind of Mechuyev because he's Kinyan Kaspoi, is just similar to an Eved Knani today. That's today, Noch Matan Torah. There, you could say, the Bnei Neach Meyuchad, which is the Shvatim, it's not Stam Bnei Neach. It's Shvatim Mechuyavim B'mitzvah. It's a Geder of a Bnei Neach, so Mechuyav B'mitzvah. It's like a Geder Yisrael, similar to an Yisrael today, that is Mechuyav B'mitzvah. So such a Bnei Neach has an Eved Knani, has an Eved, which now this Eved becomes similar to an Eved Knani after Matan Torah. This Eved Yosef LeHashvatim becomes Mechuyav B'mitzvah, which mitzvah? The same mitzvah that the Adoin, that the Shvatim have. And now, what's going to happen? Mecher Avde LeGoy. So this Beneach is Mecher to another Beneach, but to a Beneach Stam, who doesn't have the Chiyuv mitzvahs. You're going to be Geirin that your Eved, who until now was Mechuyav the mitzvah, that you're Mechuyav, he's going to be Mafkir Min HaMitzvahs. And that we see in Halacha and Gittin, that is a knas, that Yatzah ben Chayrin, etc., and all the dinim there, Aval Tzarei Get Shechur, and so on. So the Rebbe wants to apply the same, the whole thing there, Le'in Yoneinu. Because of the same, Hu Hadin Ve'Hu Hatam, that since you're Geirem, Yud HaShvatim, that you're Mafkiyei Min HaMitzvahs, a Kopan in the Mitzvah, that you're Mechuyev B'Tor Beneach, special Beneach, so Teira is Mechayev you, Lifdaisai, Teira is Mechayev you, all the dinim, Maseches Gittin. Ubemele, if you're going to say this, then you understand that it applies Sugi and Gittin, that's what the Rebbe wants to say. Now for now, we're focusing on the other 26, applies the Aval Tzarei Get Shichur, there's still a Zika of this former Adoin to this Evan, and therefore he's still Shelet on him, etc. Now, until now, I was only focusing, as you noticed, on Mecher Avde LeGoy, not so much on Lechutz La'aretz. We're going to address that later on, which is something that Tzarech Biyu, but we'll address this at the end of the shir. Now, let's move to the second keta. Vibal Mechias Yosef at Uiv Giton. Right? Remember the chiddush of the Rebbe. The Rebbe is mechadesh here. He's moisiv here a new inyan, which is, and it says, since Yosef was konui too. Mechuyavim b'mitzvahs, the Shvatim. And in Eretz HaKedesh. Therefore, the Mitzrayim cannot have a full shlita on him, on Yosef. So first, and the Rebbe is Metzayin in Hour 30. What's the Yosef? Maseches Gittin, the Gittin Mem Beis, Amud Beis, Mem Gimel Amud Beis, the sugya that we just discussed. So here it's Tzarech Iyun, Chayra, what's the Kavana? Because Mele, what the Rebbe said in Hour 26, the point that the former Adoin, the Yid, still has a Bailus and somehow a Shlita on the Yaved, that you see it from the sugya, from Mecher of the Legoi, as explained before. But when you say that the guy, the lekeach, since he's lekeach from a yid, he doesn't have a full shlita. Where do you see that? Where do you see that in the sugya? Meaning, which prat of the din is telling you this? Let me try to explain the question here. Lechera vis-a-vis mitzad the guy, the lekeach, for him. And his level of shlita and bailus on the eved that he buys, it has no nafkemina whether the seller was a yid or the seller was a goy. In both cases, the lekeach hagoy only has what we call kinyan peiros lemaise yodov of the eved. That's it. So for him, it doesn't make a difference if the seller is a yid or if the seller is a goy. Meaning, why? If the seller is a yid, all of a sudden he doesn't have full shlita on him. The only difference is on the moicher, that on the yid, there will be a chiyuv livdoisa min agoy. That's the only thing. But mitzad the goy, the lekeach, for him it doesn't make any difference. So why the dinim maseches gitten are conveying, that's what the Rebbe is saying here, that turns out because you're buying from a yid who is mechuyav b'mitzvos, as a result, you don't have a full shlita on him. So, here I want to add also, remember I said, now, the only difference is that the yid has a chiyuv livdoisa. And even that livdoisa is only at kedei asara bedamav. And if the guy lets the lekeach, doesn't want, he wants 10 million, a lot more than kedei asara, then that's it, there is no chiyuv on the yid to buy him. So the guy will remain with the yavin and will still have the same kinyan peir that he had, the same kinyan peir that he would have if he would buy it from a guy. So for him, l'cheira, how is his shlita be muchleshes from the fact that the seller was a mechuyev b'mitzvos? So yeshlema, ula yeshlema razoi. That this is the nekuda. Here's the thing. Indeed, true mitzad the goy, there is nothing. He bought, and that's it, he bought. But the very fact that Torah is mechayev the yid to buy him back, true, akoponim ad kedei asara, but akoponim ad kedei asara, which is quite a significant price, the Torah is mechayev the yid to buy him back. And because of that, it means that the yid will, in Eilam HaTorah, he has to. Of course, Ayid has priyot chavshis, but here is speaking, the Rebbe speak mitzat teira, mitzat hashkafa satera, mitzat hashkafa satera. As soon as he was sold to the guy, he has to be bought back. There is a chiyuv atera to be bought back. That itself, that chiyuv is geirem, that in a sense, maybe I could add the word, bekoyach, the guy doesn't have a bailus on this new purchase. Because Torah milchatchila says, true, not on you the guy, the chiv is on the yid. But since there is a chiv on a yid, on a former adoin, to buy him back, that means you don't really have a shlita. You think you have a shlita, but Torah tells you no. If you bought him from a guy, meaning the guy buy it from a guy, so no, you have it. You have kinyan peiros, whatever. But if the guy bought from a yid, He may not be aware of it, but Torah tells him, and Torah is what sets the rule and what sets the mitzias, what really gives mitzias teva elam, which is PMS. Torah zogt, as he doesn't belong to you. He has to, and he belongs for now, but he's going to have to be bought back by the Yitz already, but Koyach, he never really fully owned this Eved. Shlema, that this is perhaps the beer of Ken Mitzrayim nit oben ken shlita of him. So to conclude, now I'd like to address, as you can see, the Rebbe adds and connects and makes the hashvah not only from the din of Mecher Avde Legoi, but also from Mecher Avde Lechutzalar. Tzai, in Hehara 26, Rebbe adds the words Ulechutzalaretz. And Tzai clearly in the Pnim, is Madgish, since Yesev was Konui, to the Shvatim, who are Mechuyovim Bemitzes, and B, who are in Eretz HaKedesh, that is Geirem, etc. Both Nekudas, the Nekuda of 26 and Nekuda of 30. But L'cheira, Daf Hashtein, Tzer Bir, how the din of Mecher Avde Lechutzalaretz applies here, in the context of the Shvatim, Yosef, and the Mitzrayim. So, first of all, we are speaking, obviously, before Matan Torah. And then, the Pashas, there were no mitzvahs at Lias Ba'aretz. The whole din of Mecher Avde Lechutzalaretz, Knas Yatzal Lecheres, is because Mavkir Mina Mitzvahs, according to one Shita, Mitzvahs at Lias Ba'aretz. There are no mitzvahs then, Lias Ba'aretz. You'll say, Neg Lifna Matan Torah, Atchele Nitna. Okay. You also have to clarify, there was no Kedusha Sa'aretz as after Matan Torah, the Rebbe is Mayrich in Kama Vekama Siches. But that, you could say, I'm not going to get into this because it's not mamish the question. Yeah, there was, even though there wasn't maybe as after Matan Torah or after Shenichnos La'aretz, but there was a gather of Kedusha. And Akoponim is not Mitzat Kedusha here. It's at Mitzvahs. According to the other Shita, that's Mitzat the Isur of Yeshiva Seret Yisrael. So here there is a whole Sikha about that in Kutesir Shadak Tesvav, Pashas Toldeis, where the Rebbe says, Al Pip Shuto Shel Mikra, this whole mitzvah, this whole issue doesn't apply Lifnei Matan Torah, even Lefi was Mizak that the Aves Kimu Kalatera Shel Nitna, but that mitzvah, that issue didn't apply at all. And Ayin Shom, do you say this? But maybe according to this, is really difficult to understand because if we are speaking here Lifnei Matan Torah, and the whole, at least according to that shita, the whole inin of knas of yatzal lecherus mecher avde lechutzalaret mitzad yeshivas isu yeshivas eretz yisrael, but it doesn't apply. But that's not really the main question. The main question really is that lecheira this whole din of a mecher avde lechutzalaret applies a yid who sells to another yid. Why? Because if he sells it to a guy, then obviously there is no chiyuv on Rabbi Yasheni, the guy, livdoisei. He's not mechuyev of dinah atera. The chiyuv will be on the first adon, on the yid, on the mecher. But that's really the din. It's already nichlal in the first din of a mecher avdel guy. The whole chiddush of a mecher avdel chutzalaretz, that yotzel lecherus is when the lekeach is a yid, then there is a chiyuv on the second, on the lekeach hayid to be livdeise and to write him not livdeise but to write to him a get shichu, etc. So how does this apply here to Yosef who is being sold to the Mitzrim? Mitzrim are doch for sure b'neneach goyim. We mele the whole din is nishkin nafkemina lecheira. Unineretz HaKedesh, because it's already mafkir mina mitzvahs from the fact that the first owner is mechuyev b'mitzvahs, ben neach, special gather of a ben neach, shvotim, No, and they have to be, and now he's the mafkir min ha-mitzvah. So they have to, they have yatzar lecheirus, the knas, livdoy said, and they get shichu. But lechutz la'aret lecheir applies from ayit to ayit. So this is a bit, this is something we have to be me'ayin, try to understand here. Again, obviously the Rebbe is mashve on apply to sugyan gitten mitzad hashkafas ha-teira, that says al derech ha-drush, ha-inu fun ha-locha l'inyoneinu. But still, we have to see how, as much as we can, to understand how the nekudas and the yosedas and the dinim of the sugyan gitten would apply here in our sugya. I saw a he'ora that was written many years ago. Someone wanted to say, he had not exactly the same question, he had similar questions, but he was focusing mainly on the other 26, and he was saying, ha'kam lechutz la'aretz, and he said, maybe, kanire de lechutz la'aretz is lav davka. He says, the ikar, what the Rebbe wants to say, is amech avdle nochi. That's what the Rebbe is focusing on. He mentioned lechutz la'aretz because that's the sugya in Gittin. First of all, it's a bissel of adechak. We know how precise, you know, every word. If that was the case, the Rebbe would say, "Arze mecher adol enochi v'chulu." In fact, the Rebbe quoted luchutz loretz as mashum. The Rebbe wants to apply it. Zois ve'oid, and that's for sure. V'hu ha'ika is clearly in the pnim of the second ket that we read. Chuyovim emitzes un in eretz akedesh. Clearly, the Rebbe refers, and then the Rebbe is metzayin to gittin. The Rebbe refers to that din, obviously. So obviously, the Rebbe applies that as well here in your name. Kolpanim, this is ten lachacham v'yech kam eid. Just a little bit to clarify the Rebbe's kavana here in Heara 26, Heara 30, and a little bit of the tuktoim in the pnim to try to understand here the techna inyan.